into the legend. And for me, this piece of the story really helped me to understand the difference between the general and the king and the dark goddess and the priestess. So enjoy it. The legend continued. The priestess vowed to never use her intuition again. She decided that perhaps intelligence was safer in the earth world. She spent many lives in monasteries and schools, often working as a scribe copying holy texts. She chose simple lives as a mother, but then complicated them because she refused to be guided by her powerful intuition. Her unused intuition turned into emotional turmoil, and she was plagued by paranoia and hysteria. She had some successful lives as a scientist or writer. However, she constantly felt like a failure because she was never whole. Later, she tried magic, which felt like intelligent intuition, but that got her killed, for she was too consumed by pride. Finally, she started to see the light and began to allow her intuition to return. Eventually, she trusted it enough to allow it to lead her again. But now that she could hear her guidance, she had to eliminate all of the fear, all of the lies in her mind which she had accumulated over her many turbulent lives. She had to return to love. She was able to see that intuition and intelligence both have a place and that they are meant to work together in harmony. When they do, there is love, not fear. Each fear had to be challenged and loved as one loves an innocent child. She worked diligently to cleanse her mind of the past. Finally, one day, she remembered the general from a lifetime so very long ago. She saw that all the pain began with that one lie. It was hard to let go of the seemingly justified rage that filled her like a fire that was out of control. It was hard to keep the rage from smothering the love she had worked so hard to regain. So she pulled herself back into a place of observation and felt the emotions completely. Hours later, she felt free. The memory no longer had any charge associated with it. It was just a memory. Then she asked for guidance. She felt herself lifted as if by some higher power. Her environment changed, and she was sitting in the very same chair as the priestess from long ago. The general also made a vow to keep him from facing his regret. He chose to believe others and never trust his own voice. He became a good soldier who always followed orders. He was a priest who never deviated from the rules of the church. He obeyed his father and mother without question, and his willingness to follow the leader made him a favorite among teachers. As he grew in confidence, he came to trust the voices in his head again. But the voices were tainted by lifetimes of following false prophets. His voices led him to success and power, but they did not lead him to love and compassion. He would think he was following intuition only to hurt someone he loved or find himself standing at the dead end of the wrong road. At one point, he developed his telepathy and used it to manipulate people like puppets. He had to find his inner integrity, which meant dropping his moral appearance. He had to learn discernment so that he would no longer follow others or his own false mind. He needed to return to truth and become a leader, but how? He was so conditioned to follow that he didn't know what his own voice sounded like anymore. In a moment of deep despair, he too remembered the life long ago. This time he felt truly sorry for what he had done. He knew he had learned his lesson. As he asked God for forgiveness, he too was transported back into the castle. There he stood before the priestess once again. Suddenly, it was as if the scene was starting over again and the past had been erased. The handsome, wise king introduced the priestess to the general. This time the king spoke. He offered words of love, trust, and confidence in his beloved priestess. The general still went to battle, but he carried out her vision to the letter, and he returned to the safe and beautiful land of Merkaba with the deepest honor for her vision and insight. She, too, felt high regard for his courage and warrior spirit. The king just smiled. Everything was right in Merkaba again. At last, the souls were again in the beautiful land of gold. They learned to combine their exquisite talents. The priestess again became the vortex for guidance and truth. Yet she also began to offer new, creative ideas that were carried out by the people of Merkaba. The general now felt unconditional love for the priestess, and he was her willing servant. He had never known unconditional love before, and he quickly realized that it was a far greater calling than being a warrior. And as the warrior regained his love, the outside forces ceased their attacks. he had put himself out of a job. It was at this point that the king came back into the room. He sat next to the priestess and the general. "Our kingdom is now safe. My memory has returned. I remember that there is only good. Everything else is illusion. We will never need to defend the land again. I take full responsibility for the heir, and I apologize for your many lives of separation due to my fall. I ask that the priestess remain by my side as the reigning goddess." He was no longer a king. He was a god, and his goddess now also returned to her perfection as co-ruler of the land. The general was free to join the other townspeople. At first, the general felt betrayed. He felt as though he no longer had a purpose. He had nothing to live for. Now he was going to be just one of the commoners, no longer special. This did not feel like good news. He had built his existence around the purpose of protecting life. But then the king explained, "Now you are more important than ever. Your illusion of specialness was merely the effect of seeing me as a judgmental and fearful god who could not protect you from harm's way. You were living off of your pride, the idea that you were better than me because you could protect yourself and others. But you see, special, when derived from comparing yourself to others, is illusory. It's not special at all. Now you will feel more special than ever as you use your unique point of view to express yourself and create as part of me. You will take the talents you once used to defend and use them to create. What you once saw as intelligence is now pure genius, and that which was merely intuition is now a link to divine grace. You are a co-creator with my goddess and I. You are an essential part of my plan. You are whole and complete, a spirit using a body to communicate, manifest, and experience love and joy. I allowed you to fall for this very reward. You have learned to understand truth in a world of lies. You have learned to love in an unlovable world. You have succeeded in becoming a God-man. Oh, my friend, you are not without purpose. Your true purpose has just begun. For now, your work will not be motivated by fear, but inspired by joy and love. Join your old friends in the town and recreate. Like a wise father, he spoke his words of truth and then appeared to vanish. The general was now dressed in common garb, and he was standing in the center of town. His new perspective caused him to delight in everything he saw, and within moments, he could not imagine what called him to be a general. There was beautiful art everywhere, and people painting right in the square. Dancers entertained on one stage. Another raised platform held an orchestra playing music that seemed to have a harmony and depth that resonated deep within his soul. He found it hard to quit smiling. He didn't try. "I get it," he thought to himself. "We recreate ourselves so we can recreate. Earth is a creative palette, a place for joyous recreation." He kept walking while taking in all the sights and sounds. Quaint shops displayed everything from clothes to food to crazy inventions. Each building was painted in bright colors and adorned with flowers that were bigger and brighter than he had ever seen. He caught a glimpse of a comedian on one corner. On another corner was a man playing a most unusual instrument. He then walked into a restaurant for some food and felt his eyes tear up as he watched the delight of the chef creating a masterpiece just for him to enjoy. He found a most beautiful home near the town square. In each window was a vision of beautiful waterfalls and plants. Never was he asked for money. Everyone acted out of love. It was their joy to give freely. He had only bits of memory of his earlier lives. He remembered people called doctors and lawyers. They didn't exist in Merkaba since no one was sick or out of harmony. Animals of all sorts, even those he remembered as wild, roamed freely and communicated telepathically with the people. Food was optional, yet the plants delighted in becoming a source of nourishment and joy when they were chosen. Thoughts of fear, anger, or unfulfilled desires were now a distant memory. The general never saw the king or priestess again, but he now held them in his heart as god and goddess, directing his every move with genius and grace. The new beginning.